Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. In my hand is a lion and a dog and another animal. See these? Do you know how these bits of rubber could turn into all those things? Well, they can't in my hands. I can't even blow one of these balloons up. But these balloons in the hands of an expert can become almost anything. Our friend Bruce Franco is outside right this minute sculpting balloons into all sorts of things. And I told him as soon as you were here with me, I'd come out. So let's just go. Let's just take these and see what Bruce will make with some of them. Come along. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
You know my television neighbor?
I'm glad to be with you again.
What have you got there?
Well, I just finished sculpting a dove.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Fred.
Now, is that one balloon?
Yes, it is. It's made out of just one balloon.
Uh-huh. Well, you've been doing a lot out here, haven't
you? Yeah, I've been doing a lot of work, and I've hidden some animals.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we could have a little bit of fun trying to find them.
All right.
Well, why don't we try to find the snail first?
Snail.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll just move out of your way.
Now, this looks like a penguin, Bruce.
That's what it is. It's a penguin.
And these are some round balloons, I guess.
Yeah, those are just there for decoration.
Oh, look at this one. You know what that is? That's a giraffe.
Oh, we're getting warm.
Is this the snail?
Yes, it is, Fred.
Oh, that's a beauty, that snail.
I thought I would have him crawling on the grass.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you find the lion?
Lion?
Mm-hmm.
I think this looks like a monkey to me.
That's my monkey balloon. With a long tail.
And what about this one? Well, that's your frog.
That's my frog, yes.
Oh, but those aren't lions, so let me see.
Oh, you're getting warm.
Here it is.
And there's my lion.
There's the lion. Oh, you're so good at that.
Thank
Is there
you,
something
Fred.
You would make with one of these?
Oh, I can make a lot of animals with those. Let me put this down first. Okay. And I'll just place it right over here. And I think I'll take orange.
Orange. Now, you seem to always use gloves when you do the sculpting. Why is that?
Well, when I sculpt a balloon with my bare fingers, it squeaks quite loudly.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that could scare the children. So I like to wear gloves, and that makes it quieter and much more enjoyable.
Well, we're interested to see what you're going to make from that one.
Oh, this is going to be fun. First, I have to stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
And now for this special animal, I have to use my foot.
Your foot?
Yes, this foot along with my gloved hands.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just go way over here, step on it real good, and pull it way up. And hold on to it tightly with my foot and my hand, and take a deep breath and blow. And what I have right over here is a little skinny part with a little bubble at the end.
Uh-huh.
And now I blow the rest of it up. That's perfect. And of course, we have to tie it.
Is that a snake?
Well, it almost looks like a snake with this design, but no, it's not going to be a snake.
Okay.
And let's see if we could guess what it is. First, I'll make some bubbles. Make one in front. And a couple of large ears. This animal has very large ears. And sort of curl that up in front.
Oh, I think I know who that's gonna be.
Yeah, it's starting to look recognizable.
Uh-huh.
A big, heavy animal. And of course, this animal has some feet. And has a little tail. Twist the ear around, and now it has a shape we could recognize.
A Franco elephant.
That's what it is. A Franco elephant. Well, it's not done yet. I take out my pen and put an eyeball on this side,
uh-huh.
And one over here, and of course, a great big smile.
Oh, that is great.
Thank you, Fred. Always make happy balloons.
Well, Bruce, why does it look so easy when you do it, and when I do it, I can't even blow the balloon up?
Well, I've been sculpting balloons for a long time. And at first, it was hard to do, but I kept at it, and it's gotten easier. In fact, I'm teaching at a school in a few moments, and I do have to go.
Well, maybe you could make some of those at the school.
Yeah, I will. I will take these with me. And I tell you what, you can have all my other sculpts.
All that are here.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
This is all I need to make more elephants and snails and dogs.
You make wonderful animals.
Thank you, Fred.
Please give your children my best, won't you?
Thank you very much.
Family.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Bruce. What a fine person he is, and what an artist. I'll just put this elephant here with the rest of his friends, and we'll just go on inside.
Speedy delivery to you.
Mr. McFeely, hi.
A lot of balloons around here.
Oh, yes, a lot of animals.
I just saw Bruce Franco walking down the street. I bet that's where the balloons came from. Is that right?
He made them all.
Well, I've come to show you what somebody else does with one big balloon.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it is right here on this videotape.
Oh, could we show it in picture-picture?
Do you have a moment? We could do that.
Certainly. Come on in.
All righty.
One big balloon.
One big balloon. Can you guess what that might be?
I don't know. How big is it?
Well, you'll see. It's a hot air balloon.
Oh, good.
And Maggie, Stuart, and I took a hot air balloon ride, and as we watch it, I'll explain it. All righty?
Very good. Into picture-picture.
All righty.
Mr. McFeely and Maggie Stewart. A hot air balloon ride.
Now, there we are, coming into the field where the balloon is parked.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
We're going to go up in that for a hot air balloon ride. There's Fred Eiler. He is the owner and the pilot of the balloon. We shook his hand, and he said he'd take us up right away.
What do? Get into that?
You have to get into the basket. That's called a basket.
Mm-hmm.
You ride in that. He had to help me in. It's a high step. Now he's explaining a little bit about the balloon. And told us what we had to do.
Oh, that looks like fire there.
That is fire. The balloon has air in it, but this fire heats up the air and makes it hot, and that's what takes the balloon off the ground. There we go.
You're up with the trees, Mr. McFeely.
Up with the trees and past them.
And past them.
And we flew over a lot of trees that day. There's Maggie looking over. And she sees a road that she and her friends ride their bikes on. Flying over the neighborhood.
Isn't it fun to see it from up high?
It certainly is. It's quite an experience.
Looks like you went far.
We were up for about an hour that day. We covered about 7 miles, I think. There's a farmyard down there with some horses. Flying over the farmyard.
Looks so peaceful.
It's very peaceful. And some people came out of their house to wave to us. We waved to them, and Maggie said hello, but they couldn't hear us. There's another barn, a farmhouse. And I thought I spotted something.
An airplane.
That's right.
Did it come close to you?
No, it was far away, but it looks in this picture like it's close to us.
That looks so peaceful.
Is somebody walking their dog?
Right in the shadow of your balloon.
Now Fred's looking around for a place to land.
How do you land?
Well, he pulls a cord. And it releases some of the air at the top of the balloon, and you slowly come down, you see? I was looking for an open field, and you found one. There we are, back on the ground.
It looks like there's less air in it now.
Less air, and that's what brought the balloon down. Less air. Go, getting out of the balloon, and he said, I'll take you for a ride anytime you want to go, just let me know. He enjoys piloting the balloon.
I guess so. That looks like fun, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, it is. Maggie and I had a splendid time. Well, I have more deliveries, so I'll just say speedy delivery to you.
Thank you for bringing that to show us. And before you go, I wondered if you might like some of those balloon sculptures outside.
Oh, I'd like some. I'm always meeting children. I bet they'd like to see them.
Sure. I'll help you with them.
Okay.
See all that he made?
Oh, he's a wonderful balloon artist.
Yes, he surely is.
Let me see
now. I'll show you some of these. This one, for instance, this is a dove. Mm-hmm. And then there's a giraffe. And, of course, this is a Franco elephant.
Franco elephant? Mm-hmm.
He showed me exactly how he makes that one. And do you know what this is, Mr. McFeely?
Let's see. It looks a bit like a pink penguin.
That's right. It's a penguin. Well, do you have anything to put these in?
I certainly do. I'm always prepared. Now, here we go.
Oh, good.
Here's a bag that we can put them in.
All right. Make your choices.
Let me see. Well, I do like that pink penguin.
All right.
All right, I'll take that one.
In you go, pink penguin, to Mr. McFeely.
There's one in the bag. Now, let me see. The giraffe.
Giraffe.
Put that one in. Now, let me see.
There you go, giraffe.
Oh, you know, I like the lion.
Oh, here's the lion, yeah.
I'll take that one. And let me see. I'll put that one in.
Like the dove?
I like the dove. Could we try the dove in this bag?
It'll fly in.
Fly right in. And I noticed something down here that could maybe jump into the bag.
Sure. That's a monkey.
A monkey. Could we...
This is a frog. You want the frog, too?
Well, don't you want to keep some for yourself?
Oh, sure. I'll have some.
All right. Well, then put the frog in. The children will enjoy seeing these balloons.
How about the monkey? Will the monkey fit in?
Let's see. There we go. Oops. There we are, in the bag.
You have lots of animals in your bag.
I certainly do. Thank you for these.
You know, I think that maybe what I'll do mm-hmm. is to take these two, mm-hmm. which will remind me of that balloon ride that you showed us. I really enjoyed that.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed seeing that videotape. You learn something old every day.
Right? Sure do, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thanks for these, and I'll say speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you.
Bye-bye.
Have a grand day.
Thank you.
Come along. Let's have some other kind of pretend. Yep. With our trolley. That's right, trolley. Uh-huh. That's it. We have two things to think about today. Finding King Friday's birds. You know their names? Mimus polyglottus and Troglodytes aeden. We need to find them, and we need to think about seeing what can be done about Lady Elaine's museum go-round, which has been going up and down and up and down. Well, the neighborhood's director of research, Lady Aberlin, is there. So let's make believe that she's helping as the trolley comes along the Castle Garden tracks in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, trolley, we're still looking for them. Thanks. Troglodytes aeden. Mimus polyglottus. Ooh, where are you? You, grand-père.
Oui, c'est moi, mon cher. Ça va?
Plus ou moins.
J'adore ces choses comme ça.
Oh, you say you like the binoculars.
Oui, beaucoup.
Would you like to try them?
Volontiers. Ah, regardez-moi ça.
Oh, what do you see, grand-père?
Ça me fait rigolo.
Oh, what's so funny?
Je n'ai jamais vu une chose pareille.
What do you see, grand-père?
It looks like balloons with birds hanging. Oh, now they're gone.
Oh, let me see. No, I don't see anything. Oh. What kind of birds were they,
oh, grand-père? Très petit. So small I couldn't tell.
Speaking of birds,
oui.
If you happen to see Uncle Friday's birds, would you please let me know?
Sûrement. Ils sont perdus.
We're not sure. We're just looking for them.
Entendu. Bonne chance, dama.
Merci, grand-père.
Oui, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Well, I'm now in the center of the neighborhood, and I haven't seen them yet. I just checked at the castle, but there was no sign.
Hi, neighbor Aver.
Hi, Lady Aberlin. Can you hold on a moment?
Sure.
I've just run into the director of research. Maybe she can help. I'll check back in a few. Over and out. That's Mayor Maggie. She's up in Northwood, and I'm down here. Still looking.
Are you looking for the birds, too?
Oh, you bet we are. I'm the one who lost them in the first place.
What do you mean, you're the one who lost them?
Well, I was over there at the museum go-round, and I had the birds.
Mimus and Trog.
The very ones. And I left them for just a while to help Lady Elaine with her new elevator.
Mm-hmm.
When I got back to where they weren't there.
Oh, well, as you can see, even the museum go-round isn't doing what it's supposed mm-hmm. to do.
I know. I suggested Lady Elaine get an elevator operator, at least until it's fixed.
She did.
Oh, really?
Mama!
Well, hello, old goat.
Mama! Old goat is the elevator operator.
Oh, old goat, did you know that the elevator is supposed to be for animals and people on the inside of the museum go-round, not the entire...
Ma.
Oh. Will you two take care of this walkie-talkie? I'm going in to try once more to fix it.
Certainly. Hope you can.
I hope so, too.
Whew. Lots of problems today, eh, old goat?
Mama.
What do you usually do when you have a problem?
Ma.
Ah, that's one way. Hello, Lady Aberlin here, standing in for Charles R. Aber.
Here's the latest on the Bird's Watch. Look out for Robert Troll.
Look out for Robert Troll? Why?
Because birds were last seen with him.
Thanks, Mayor Maggie.
Is Old Goat there?
Yes, he is. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes, I would, please.
Old Goat, it's Mayor Maggie. She's calling from Northwood.
Ma.
Hello, Old Goat. Your friends want to know when you're coming home.
Ma.
Okay, I'll tell them. Bye for now.
Ma.
What's going on here? Why aren't you riding that thing, Old Goat? Oh, hello there, Aberlin.
Well, hi, Lady Elaine. I can explain.
It's Old Goat's responsibility to explain.
Oh, all right.
All right, that's enough. And I suppose Mr. Aber knows what he's doing this time around, or should I say this time up and down.
Ma!
You're right, Old Goat.
You mean it's fixed?
I think it's finally working the right way. Hi, Lady Elaine.
Oh, hi. What did you do to my elevator?
It's working on the inside where it's supposed to work.
You mean the whole place isn't going to have to go up and down anymore?
Not that I can see.
Well, you're out of a job, Old Goat, unless you want inside work.
Ma.
Okay, come on in so I can give you your pay. Toot toot to you all.
Bye-bye,
Lady
Elaine.
Elaine. Bye, Old
so
Goat.
So long, Old Goat. Well, back to looking for the birds, huh?
Oh, yes. Mayor Maggie called, and she said we're supposed to look out for... There they are!
We've been looking everywhere for you.
What? They wanted to learn the balloon dance. I think I'm sad. The birds bring it. Watch it.
Well, it's good to find you.
Oh, did you hear something?
Assembling crowd to the castle at once.
Uh-oh. We better go back and Santa Monica.
Assembling crowd to the castle.
Yeah, let's go back and Santa Monica.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Oh, I'm so sorry, King Friday.
What are you sorry about?
Didn't you know?
Didn't I know? What?
Oh, I'm not sorry about anything now, Your Majesty.
Well, assembled throng, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Oh, I trust you birds have learned to dance.
Oh, yeah, look at me. Your Highness, they can even do a balloon dance now. We'll get signed
by. Oh, a balloon dance.
Well.
It's quite lovely. Suppose you all come to the BD room where we have more space for such festivities.
Yes,
certainly.
Well, the elevator's fixed, and the birds are found, and everybody's in the BD room for birds dancing. Balloons dancing, BD. Balloons dancing. What do you see down there, Franco Elephant? I hope you have as much fun when you're by yourself or playing with your friends, thinking up your own make-believe stories. As much fun as we do when we're together. It's really special to use whatever you have handy to make up your own pretend. Oh, I need to feed the fish. Our pets, yes. And we need to take care of them. They are not birds or fish on sticks. They're alive. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. That's true. And I trust you know that. Every time I feed the fish and clean up and get ready to leave, I think about the next time we'll be together. The next time I'll be zipping my sweater up and down. And that gives me such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about when we're together, don't we? Things to talk about and do. Mm-hmm. You always make each day and each week special for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people really can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Doink.